This is the local VK5 news segment. And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alvaquillo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. First off, congratulations to Tim VK5ZT, Ian VK5ZD, and David VK5KK, who have been honoured by the WIA with the Technical Excellence Award certificates. Very well done and well deserved. On Wednesday last, it was a good gathering of members and YLs at the Blacksmith's Tavern, One Tree Hill. An enjoyable social evening with good dining was had by all. The next general meeting is on Wednesday the 5th of June. The next tech night is on Wednesday the 19th of June and will be a presentation by Tim VK5ZT and Ian VK5ZD on ATV. The July tech night on the 17th will be a presentation on online SDR receivers by David VK5KK. The club's 60th anniversary will be in conjunction with the RD contest on the 17th and 18th of August, including a barbecue. More information on this as it comes to hand. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alvaquillo.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Colt, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Most of our energy is being channelled into getting the 2019 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships licked into shape at the moment. Planning is going well, and apart from a few minor hiccups, we are well on track. Bookings for the Sunday night dinner are a bit slow in coming, so if you are planning on coming along, please book now. The dinner will again feature a soup, choice of two main courses, Irish stew or a mild curry, and a fabulous dessert, all for $25. Bookings to vk5sr@wia.org.au. And please include the names or call signs of all in your party. Payment via bank deposit is welcomed, and the full details may be found on the club website at surge.org.au on the 2019 convention page. If you are planning on entering the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, please let Andrew VK5KET know by emailing details of your entry to him at vk5ket@wia.org.au. The guest speaker will be Steve Adler, VK5SFA, who will tell us all about the design and build of his ARRL award-winning 160-metre magnetic loop antenna. There will be full catering facilities all weekend, and hamburgers, steak sandwiches, egg and bacon rolls, etc. will be available all weekend. Ross from Strictly Ham will have a great selection of amateur radio gear available for you to purchase and or drool over. This is a great chance to catch up with seldom seen friends or to put a face to a call that you have worked many times but never met. We like to think that this is the one of the more friendly and relaxed get-togethers available on the Australian amateur calendar, so come along and find out all about it. We hope to see you there. President Peter, VK5BE, has been busy formalising all of the verbal agreements that we have in place with regard to repeater sites, and we now have signed and written agreements in place for many. Some are still in the negotiation stages, but we are hopeful that good outcomes will result from all. It will be good to know exactly where we and the site owners stand with regard to rights and responsibilities, and to have these all set out in print. Thank you for a fine effort, Peter. That's about it from me for this week. As always, except for last week, did you notice it? The members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's edition of the News from the Northeast Radio Club. And thanks very much to Brian, VK5VI, for filling in while I was away at the Wireless Institute AGM. Yes, last weekend I was in Sydney attending the AGM, and it was a very good event. We had some very interesting and informative presentations there, and we had a very good visit out to the radio site at Dural, where they've got a big assortment of antennas and repeaters and beacons and so forth, and they put on a very, very good meal. So Sir Lunchalot was in his natural environment with all that food and drink. And speaking about food and drink, last Friday night was the fifth Friday night dinner at the Grand North. And we had a good roll-up and a very excellent time. And lots of good discussions and plenty of good food to eat and drink. So thanks to everybody who came along. I hope you all had a good time. I know I did. And there's another fifth Friday on the 30th of August. So next one will be then, and we'll let you know when we pick out a very good venue. So don't forget the next fifth Friday night dinner, Friday the 30th of August. And we're in June now, halfway through the year. And the next general meeting will be on Friday the 14th of June. And the next tech night will be on Friday the 28th of June. So we'll have some more information in coming broadcasts about those meetings when we'll have some interesting events to go on. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. All eight candidates who sat for the foundation licence 2 weeks ago were successful in passing the new look training sessions. Congratulations to the candidates and to the AHARS members who ran the sessions. We'll not run any technical sessions at the shack on the four Saturdays until work has been finished on the Girl Guide shed. We will still have our coffee and chat sessions on the second Saturday mornings. Work is progressing well on the second shack for the Girl Guides. The new ceiling is now finished and we are now working on sealing up spied access holes and painting the walls and ceilings. The next coffee morning at the shack will be on June the 8th. Shack mornings start at about 9 a.m. and usually wind up about 12 noon. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on June the 14th. These lunches start at 12 noon and there is no need to book, just turn up. The June general meeting on Thursday the 20th will be a talk and a demonstration by Sue Southcott, VK5AYL, of her latest version of her Parks and Peaks application. General meetings start at 7:30 and the presentations are run first, before a light supper and then the business part of the meeting. Remember, if you cannot always listen to the broadcast live on Sunday morning, you can get it from the Northeast Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. You can play them from there or download them to listen to at your leisure. Advance notice of this year's AHARS buy and sell. It will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. Stay tuned for more information. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly club net is held on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 megs with a -600 offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.